but I know my life is short, and I try to find a place to get a real home where I can stay, where I can live. Maybe we will be happy, maybe I have a nice time, but I need nobody, and if anybody will cross my way, I really be nervous, and I say, shut up, shut up. Run as fast as you can, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Okay. We'll reach a point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard The Slaves and Shut Up, a German band. They did a great song called Slave Shit, Slave Time, and I'm an Unskilled Worker on a few other songs. This was released in Switzerland on Philips in 1966. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 18. Came out in 1985 on AIP. The Ryles Combo before that did Only As Long As You Want It. Originally released in the Orland label in 1965. I got off the CD compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 3 and 4. Came out 4 years ago, hard to believe, on Crypt. Before that, the Possums channeling the Monkees and a bunch of other bands. And Stepping Stone, track originally released in the Hillside label. It's part of a compilation. I forget the name of it because I threw away the notes I had. And I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 9. And then the Roman Togas kicked it off with Bar the Door, a track released on the Lightning label. In 1967, I got off the compilation Things Been Bad, one of the Teenage Shutdown comps. Okay. We got 57 minutes to go. Can you stand it? Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And what? So much more. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
sick.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
She's more than 17. Seems keen, in other words, she must have been a former beauty queen. Now she's a naughty girl. Wow, 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 time of woman. You move me very fast, but can last another day. Get out of my way, wow, wow, time of woman.
me high. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect.
Baby, that's all we had.
6:23 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. You heard the Boys do Come With Me. Track released in 1966 on the Destination label. I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s. Volume 4 came out in 1983. For that, Tonto and the Renegades did Little Boy Blue. Off a compilation, Back from the Grave, Volume 4, originally released on the Sound of the Scene label, 1966, which puts these guys in Michigan, along with the Bojens, who released The Otherworldly, She Was Mine. Well, that's a Chop did, We're Pretty Quick. Going out to Zippy out there in the ozone, out in the smog somewhere. Originally released on the Levette label, 1967. I got off the compilation, I'm a No Count. Came out in 1996 on Teenage Shutdown. For that, The Move and Wild Tiger Woman. The track originally released on the Regal Zonophone label, 1968. I got off the Best of Thingy Movements. Came out in 1997 on West Side. For that, before that, Alice Cooper with this week's song that everybody knows, School's Out. From the album of the same name, came out in 1972 on Warner Brothers. Going out to all of you who are graduating college, high school, or whatever. Yes. And those of you MFOers who are graduating from Tufts, who are going to stay here, they're members of WMFO and plan to stay here. Now you can complain about the kids who run the station. Anyway, we kicked it off with Be Good and Band with Hokey Pokey Rock. Track released on the Gem label. I have no idea when it was released. I got out the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 4. Anyway, got another set, another talk break, and then we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Hey, some space between us. She wants to get right in my way. She's wasting her time trying to find all of my flaws. Cause sometimes the sweetest kittens have the sharpest claws. She wants it, and that's that. But I have to beg and plead for a little bit of pussy cat. Will they know where I'm gonna be? Her feline lies. Sometimes the sweetest kittens have the sharpest claws.
Are my methods unsound? Thank you.
three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Don't have very long to go. Anyway, let me tell you what I played this next to last set of the evening. Just heard the Raymarks, and I Believed came out on the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 4. Originally released in the Jordan label in 1965. Well, that the Sonics from the reissue of the Boom LP. Originally came out in Etiquette in 1966 or 65. But I got the reissue that came out in 1998 on Norton and the Hustler. Boy, I thank my lucky stars I was able to see them. Anyway, with the original band. Just heard before that Schoolboy Cleve, a little bit of a twist. A little bit of Swamp Blues, and She's Gone, a track originally released on the Feature label, 1954. I got out the compilation Stompin' Volume 9. Excuse me while I, there we go. I just couldn't say, I did a typo. Anyway, I'm going after the compilation of Stompin' Volume 9. Before that, the Dirt Bombs from the If You Don't Already Have a Look double CD came out in 2005 and In the Red. And I did not know the, or I yet didn't remember the story behind it. And I'm not going to get into it here. But the story behind the name of the CD, two CD set. And the Sharpest Claws. And then before that, Thursday's Children kicked off the set appropriately. And You'll Never Be My Girl, a track originally released in the on the Paradise label in 1966. I got off the CD version of Pebbles Volume 5, came out in 1992 on AIP. Yes. Next week, Desperate Hours will be celebrating 6 years on the air. And actually, like, wow, let's see, 13. I'm not going to count the brief time I had it as a college show. Just consistently since 2006. Or anyway, as a podcast or a broadcast. So, we'll be celebrating by playing the sixth track on the side of a vinyl LP, a compilation of the sixth track on a CD. So, that could be a mixed bag, you know. A lot of times I care what I play. Well, no, I don't care what I play. You hear it. So, anyway, I hope it's a good show. Meanwhile, in 19 minutes, let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
and then my feet. It was a jungle Ramadan and knock a beat. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked their feet and I had to move my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. Oh, well, I moved a little closer just to get a better view. I saw a chip and a monkey, yeah, I done a Suzy Q. Oh, well, a geeter and a hippo was a doing a bop. Oh, while a great old baker frog I was a making with pop. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked their feet and I had to move my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. Oh, well, the fox grabbed the rabbit and bit the bunny hug. Was a cutting the rug. Oh, well, a camel was a cheetah bucking with a kangaroo. And the elephant a mover with a ring dang. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. 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 I knocked their feet and I had to move my feet. It was a jungle, 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 jungle rock. A jungle, 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 jungle rock. A jungle, 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 jungle rock.
I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
Look in your crystal ball and tell me.
57 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock, roll, rhythm and blues. Punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, watercutters, and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex. Now, let me tell you what I played this last set of the evening. You just heard Ronnie and the Rainbows channeling Ricky Nelson. And Gypsy Woman, track originally released on the Clevetown label in 1965. I got off the compilation Quagmire Volume 6. Before that, Hank Mizell did Jungle Rock from 1958 on the Eco label. I got off the compilation Rumble in the Jungle. Diana and Javelin's going out to Tony and Julie in East Cambridge. And Who's the Girl? I got that from the compilation Joe Meek Presents. Let's go, Joe Meek's Girls. This was originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1966. Before that, another Joe Meek production. Michael Cox was Stand Up from the compilation Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. And then the Buffaloes before that, She Wants Me from Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 9, originally released on the GM label in 1966. Professional grade. Well, I don't know if I'd be here for me to disagree. Anyway, an unknown artist before that did it. If That's Love, or if it's Love That You Want. I got it from the Trash Box CD, and there's no biographical information. I poked around, couldn't find nothing. Anyway, hats off to Carolyn Bell, Beth Cumberledge, John Savory, Berto Novato, Scott Gorky, Kevin Manning, Brendan McGee, Rob Rannigan, Tim Acklin, Darlene and Joe Lacey, Mark Peterson, Robbie White, Melissa Jean, Ron Beal, Chuck Yu, Tommy Solstrom, way out in Sweden. He's in the middle of the night over there. Sean Budd and Donna Murray. Thanks for listening. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Next week is the 60th anniversary show, the Desperate Hours. Be there or be something. My name is Alex. Pleasure was mine. Take care.